tea for war. Nuclear threat to tea time. What does tea mean to the British? A lot, according to recently declassified top secret documents from the Cold War. The documents show that government officials were really concerned about the tea supply in the event of a nuclear war. The tea situation would be very serious if there was a widespread attack on Britain by both A-bombs and H-bombs, the report reads. If Britain were bombed, 75% of tea supplies would be lost. Substantial delays in imports and with no system of rationing would mean that there wouldn't be even half a kilo of tea per person per week. That is half of the tea ration during a war, and enough for a cup or two a day. But why the fear? Tea has been considered morale-boosting ever since the Second World War. Prime Minister Winston Churchill once called tea more important to the soldiers than munitions. He believed that tea was a part of the British character, and that if people did not have enough, the country would be in trouble. So where did this obsession for tea come from? Even though tea is the unofficial national drink now, it is relatively new. It first appeared in Britain in the late 17th century. It was King Charles II's Portuguese wife, Catherine of Braganza, who brought tea to the royal court. However, the British tea trade didn't take off for another century. One of the first tea salesmen was Thomas Garway, who had a shop in Exchange Alley. By 1657, he sold liquid and dry teas, selling it for as much as £6 and £10 for half a kilo. He claimed tea made the body active and lusty, and it preserves perfect health until extreme old age. By 1750, over 500 coffee houses were selling tea.